We're doing our class in Siddur HaKabbalah, and he had taken us from creation all the way through the period of Shammai and Hillel. And he continues and says, "V'sof ha'dvarim achar sheniftar Hillel hazaken nechleku ha'yeshivot." Ultimately, what happened was, after Hillel the elder passed away, the yeshivas were split. V'ayu k'tzatam nigerot achar Hillel. Some of them went in Hillel's footsteps, menikru bet Hillel, so they were called the Academy of Hillel. Even though, notice, he's saying that this division of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai occurred after Hillel's passing. That's a little bit problematic because the Gemara in Beitza records how Hillel went up to the Temple Mount to bring a sacrifice, and Beis Shammai gathered all around them and were heckling him until he tricked them and they got them to think he wasn't bringing the sacrifice they thought he was. He shook the tail at them and he tricked them. So it certainly seems from the Talmud over there that Hillel was around during the period of Beis Shammai. But that's not what he's writing here. There's also Tosus points out in Shabbos that seems to be that Shammai and Hillel were around during a period of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. But the Miri, he's saying it his way. He's saying when Hillel passed away, some students, then there was this divide in the yeshivas, and some students started going in his footsteps, and they're called Beis Hillel, v'ksatam achal Shammai, and someone after Shammai, and they're called Beis Shammai. Now that's also a troubling thought because, you know, if Hillel and Shammai only differed on 4 points, what does it mean they went after Hillel and they went after Shammai? There were only 4 machloks in between Hillel and Shammai. So how does that work? As parach matea machloket. Then the staff of divisiveness flourished. Vayotze perach vayatze tzitz, and it gave forth its flower and it blossomed. You understand this poetic form. He's describing the divisiveness, like this branch that grew tall and extended its branches, and it had great roots. And they reached a point where they differed on almost everything. On most points, they differ. That's what the Tosefta in Chagiga tells us. B'tchila lo hayta machloket b'Yisrael. Originally, there was no machlokes in Israel. Ela betin sheshivim echad yoshvim b'lishkat ha-gazit. But you had the court of 71 sitting in the lishkat ha-gazit, in that special room in the temple. Uvatei dinin shel chavgimel v'chol ha'irot shel Eretz Yisrael. And you had courts throughout the land of Israel. Ubet batei dinin shel chavgimel echad b'arbayt echad b'chel. And you had 2 high courts of 23. One inside, one on the Temple Mount, and one inside the Chel, which was inside the first fence of the Temple. Nitzrach echad lo ra'a. The Tosefta explains if someone had a question, holech lebetin shel iro, he'd begin by going to the courts in his city. En betin biro, if he doesn't have bezdin in his city, holech etzel lasamuch lo, he goes to the neighboring city. Shamu, if they had a tradition, what the answer was, umrim lo, they tell him. Veim lavne, if they didn't have a tradition, holchin umufleshe behem. They go with the head of the court. They go to the Beis Din that was on the Temple Mount. Shamu, if that Beis Din that was at the foot of the Temple Mount had a tradition, they'd answer him. And if they didn't have tradition, they'd all ascend together to the court that was within the first fence of the temple, what's called the Chel. Shamu, if they had a tradition, they'd tell him. And if not, then everyone together would ascend to the highest court that was in the Lishkas HaGazis.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Shamu, if they had a tradition, they tell them their tradition. And if they didn't have a tradition, they'd come to an accounting. So they'd hash it out up there in the high court, and then they'd come to a ruling. If the majority said it's pure, they purified. If the majority said to defile it, timutin, they defile it. And then the Tosefta concludes with a sad line. It says, Mishrabu talmidei Shammai ve'Hillel shelo shimshu kol tzorkan. But when you started having masses of disciples of Hillel and Shammai, who did not learn as much as they should, Rabu machlokot b'Yisrael, then there were many arguments in Israel. V'nasit Torah k'shtei Torot. And then the Torah became like 2 Toros. So that's the line that the Tosefta over there in Chagiga concludes with. And we discussed in the past, Rambam says that it doesn't mean that these students were not good students. It means that every generation is slightly lower than its predecessor, and God made it so that this generation would be much lower than its predecessors, and they couldn't hash things out the way their predecessors could. It was beyond their capacity, and that's why it became like two totals. Now, but the Miri isn't explaining anything. He's just quoting it.